radio show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we are glad that you are joining us here this morning. And Aaron, I hope you can hear everything well. I hope our listeners can hear everything well. And I'm just here today, folks. We've been spending a lot of time in Annapolis at the Anne Arundel Medical Center, where Robin has been for almost 4 weeks. So here's the update on that. You know, she's always here in spirit, of course. We keep mentioning her name, and she will be back. She will be back. We are determined that she's coming back stronger than ever. So she had a little downturn this week. Tuesday, Wednesday didn't go so well for her. They were talking about discharging her back Monday, Tuesday, and it didn't work out. So she's facing a couple other little things. You know, she's got so much going on in that body, and then when it gets devastated by flu and pneumonia and sepsis, I mean, you know, you got to kind of restart everything. So, but I was with her yesterday afternoon, and she's doing a little better. You know, our lab numbers are all looking pretty good. She continues to fight the anemia. I think she's had 5 or maybe 6 transfusions since she's been in here the last couple weeks. So, you know, those numbers, things like her, I'm not sure what it is, hemoglobin, I guess, are not where they're supposed to be. There's a couple other little glitches in her lab work that they're working on to correct everything. So, but in general, improving. And so we hope to have a good report for you next Saturday. We are staying in touch with some of our listeners who've been reaching out, and you know, John and Mark and other John and the rest of you, thank you very much. I don't mind updating you on a daily basis at all. I really don't, and it's nice to hear that, you know, the continued prayers are out there, and we're just looking for, I'm not going to say a speedy recovery, but I'm going to say we're looking for a recovery, and however long that takes, you know, that's how long it takes, but we're looking for Robin to be back in far better health than she's been in the last 10 months when she had the episode where she wound up in the hospital for 11 days. And so here we are. Here we are, continuing to press forward. And that's the update. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you? Hello, Glenn.
Hey, hope you're okay. Robin's coming along.
Yeah, yep, she's coming along. Slowly but surely, step by step, day by day. You know, that's all we can say about it. There's not much else, you know, to report. I mean, you know, we're updated. Every time she gets medicine, every time there's a doctor come in, every time there's blood work done, there's a report that goes on her chart so that everybody can see that.
Yeah.
You know, when she first went in and she was moving from, you know, whatever floor she was on to ICU, back to another floor, back to another floor. You know, there's always a changing doctor, you know, and that doctor may stick with her for 4 or 5 days, and then somebody else comes in and they look at the case and they look at it a different way. The consistent thing has been her endocrinologist that she's had for 15 years, and he's encouraged, and it's always nice to talk to him. You know, very matter-of-fact guy, very nice personality, good bedside manner, cares about his patients. You know, Some of the other guys, they come and go, but, you know, if you get a chance to talk to them, and don't let them be, you know, we know everything, because they don't, you know, you fill them in on the history a little bit, and you can kind of work with them a little bit. So it's been interesting. It's been interesting. And then, of course, you know, these nurses and aides, they work a 12-hour shift, and they work 3 days on and 4 days on and 3 days off or something like that. So you'll see somebody on a consistent basis during the daytime, for example. But they change at night, and then they change during the day. So it's, you know, it's constant change for Robin, who really likes consistency, you know. So, but she's getting there. She's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How you been?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
That's good.
Still looking down to the top of the grass. Anyway, grass there is it.
What grass there is. That's right. Yeah, this yard right here is in sad shape. That's for sure. Yeah, so I talked to a fellow yesterday. Our neighbors moved out. The neighbors with the chickens moved out last week, and a fellow in the back yesterday, you know, kind of tidying up a little bit after the chicken coop and some of the other stuff that was back there. So he was. I talked to him about leaving a message on the front porch here with his name and get him over here to clean the yard up or something. I'll tell you what I do need, folks. Anybody in the Eastern Shore, anybody know a reasonable tree service? I've got a pine tree in the back that's been dead forever, and it's overgrown with ivy, and it needs to be cut down. I walked out there the other day after the rain, and some of the roots are starting to come out of the ground, and it's leaning a little bit. I don't want it to fall on Robin's shed or any part of the house. Now, there's no top on it. There's no branches. It just goes up in the air about, I don't know, 35 feet, something like that. But I need somebody to come and clean that thing up and get it out of here. So if anybody knows any reasonable tree services on the Eastern Shore, just call Aaron at 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680, and say, I have a tree service for Alan. And here's the name. And we'll go from there. Can you handle that, Aaron? I figured you could.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. Talked to Tackle Box Tim yesterday. Hey, Glenn, what are you doing this week? Anything good?
I don't know. Nothing particular that I knew of at the time.
Yeah. You going to do some turkey hunting this year?
I don't know. Out there or not.
I got it.
I haven't done hardly any hunting actually since, you know, first day dove season. I went two or three hours, and that was it.
Yeah. Well, you got to get out there a little bit, buddy.
Yep.
I know it's tough. Good weather today, though. Going to be almost 80 degrees out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So maybe get out and walk around a little bit.
I don't know if anything. What's in? I think everything in.
No, there's nothing to hunt.
Snow goose and trapping. Some trapping, but then there you.
Yeah, that's about it. I don't even know if we're done. I don't even know if we got snow goose conservation season. They're gone anyway. They're no big deal. So, anyway. All right, man. I'll let you go. And thank you for your well wishes. I'll tell Robin you called and we're asking about her. How's that sound?
Right.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right.
So, yeah. We're looking for a tree service. Where was I going after that? So, 80 degrees. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. All right. Sorry for the quick shift here. So, I was reading yesterday. You've heard of DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. Well, one of the top senators is Joni Ernst. And this is an exclusive to Fox News. It was written by a fellow out of Pennsylvania by the name of Charles Kreets. So, top DOGE leader in the Senate is trying to reel in a massive federal grant from a nonprofit focused on promoting fishing, boating, and outdoors that she alleges is being used to pad executive salaries, a characterization the organization rejected. Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa and her colleagues have been scouring federal grants for appearances of waste, fraud, or abuse of taxpayer funds, and came upon a $27 million grant to the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation, RBFF. Well, that caught my attention because I'm a little bit familiar with RBFF. I was introduced to RBFF when I worked at the big box at Arundel Mills. They were involved in some programs that I was able to attend. And I know that the former conservation director at the big box, a fellow by the name of Martin MacDonald, who's a very nice guy, and we got along really well, given his high corporate position, met him in Washington, D.C., at an event that was involving a number of different things that was hosted by, I believe, in part by RBFF. And the big box is very, very intimately connected. I'm sure they contribute a lot of dollars to RBFF as well, because it's on their website, and they've been a member for a number of years. So knowing what they do, the main mission is to promote fishing and boating, teach people how to fish, teach people how to boat, give people, a lot of resources on how to do that. So, yeah. So here's what Joni said. More than $26 million of the grant had been paid out, and the long-term figures show that RBFF received $164 million in funding since 2012, with nearly $13 million of that coming in 2024. From the government website, USA Spending, the grant's purpose highlights RBFF's Take Me Fishing consumer campaign that includes a social and digital media component, which is true, as well as ads on Walt Disney Company-branded streaming services and mobile fishing units that cater to urban communities and underserved audiences. Pay attention. The Disney contract is worth $1.99 million, and other expenditures included $204,000 in SEO consulting, $5 million to a Minnesota agency for media, creative development, and design, and $189,000 to an Atlanta hotel. Doesn't say what for. The Alexandria, Virginia-based nonprofit recorded a six-figure salaries for several top officials, totaling more than $1.5 million. The group's president is reportedly paid about $318,000 per year. Most others fell in the mid-100s. Now, for the Washington suburban area, mid-100s is about an average salary. $318,000 might be a little high. However, RBFF officials defended their work in a statement to Fox News Digital and suggested government funds are being spent responsibly. I'm reading this whole thing kind of word for word. RBFF has a proud tradition of attracting Americans to the sport of fishing and boating, the statement read. By significantly increasing participation over the past 10 years, local communities, independent-owned businesses, and manufacturers have directly benefited from increased spending. Now, let me break that down, what that means. Since we were able to encourage people to go fishing more, the businesses that support us have been seeing an increase in business because people buy stuff to go fishing and boating. Make sense? You know, independently owned businesses and manufacturers have directly benefited from increased spending. So, yeah, probably did. RBFF said American anglers contribute nearly $150 billion in economic output and 1 million jobs nationwide, which is also true. In fact, we know that fishing produces $1,500 in commerce per participant per year, a figure that drives economic activity in every state in the union, the organization said. Now, that's an average. Do I spend $1,500 a year in fishing gear? No. Do I spend $200, $300? Probably. How about you as a fisherman? What do you spend? What do you spend on bait and tackle and things like that? Maybe not $1,500, but there are people who fish, in particular big game fishermen, that spend tens of thousands of dollars. So you put all that together, And, you know, it could possibly come out to about $1,500 in commerce per participant. We are wholly funded via a competitive grant that is awarded through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service via the Sport Fish Restoration Excise Tax. User pays public benefits. And our organization is supported by state fish and wildlife agencies as well as industry manufacturers and retailers from Alaska to Florida. So, what they're saying is our money comes from the excise tax that anglers pay through the Sport Fish Restoration Fund. And we've talked about the American model of conservation, the 11% excise tax on fishing tackle and motorboat fuel. Okay, so that's a part of that grant. And state fish and wildlife agencies, some money comes from there, which is licensed money in general, as well as industry manufacturers and retailers from Alaska to Florida. Yes, I know some of the manufacturers that do support RBFF. Boat manufacturers, rod and reel manufacturers, fishing lure manufacturers, some of the biggest ones in the country. Ernst was not convinced, however, telling Fox News Digital that Washington fell hook, line, and sinker into padding the pockets of overpriced recreational consultants. That could be her view. I believe Iowa, if I recall, is a landlocked state with no access to Great Lakes, no access to what do they have, the Mississippi River maybe? I don't even know what's in Iowa to fish. However, in the Chesapeake Bay region in Maryland, we got a lot of fishing going on. She quipped that, quote, special interest should instead be told to go fish. The Department of the Interior needs to claw back the remaining $650,000 and tell these consultants that there are other fish in the sea. Fox News Digital also reached out to the Interior Department for further comment on the grant, which preceded the current agency leadership. And that's it. That's all there is about the article. So, what did Alan do? On this one, he did a little bit of homework. And I will tell you about that when we come back from our first break. Our first break continues right now. Backyard Billies, that's who's going to be first up in our first break. So, we've had some chilly nights, but we've got to have some warm days here. So, now would be the perfect time for you to consider what's going on in your yard. I know you're getting it cleaned up. I know you're getting all those old dregs of winter cleaned up out of your yard. You're getting your trees all trimmed up and your flower beds all done and mulched and everything else. But what about your backyard and your patio? What about your deck? Time to take a look. Time to look and see at Backyard Billy's what they can do for you. Well, let's talk about your deck. You can get some beautiful deck furniture. You can get some Adirondack chairs that are very comfortable. You can they have some Adirondack chair, you know, rockers and I call them swingers. I don't know what else to call them, chaise lounges and things like that, all made of that beautiful poly material that is gorgeous year-round. Then you got picnic tables for the backyard in any size and configuration, any number of chairs to go with them. And you look in your backyard. Do you need to replace that old shed? You know, that old shed you bought from the big old big box store that's all tin and rusted and limbs fell on it and, you know, yeah, time to think about a new shed, maybe a greenhouse. How about a new dog kennel or chicken coop? All that's available at Backyard Billy's. Yes, indeed. Now, let's talk about grills. They've got pellet and charcoal grills. They've got Big Green Egg. They've got Kamado Joe. They've got some others there that are pretty good that you should take a look at. They even have one, if you want to put an entire wall, cooking system wall, or building on your deck that you can just go outside and cook, they've got all that too. Memphis makes a great stainless steel bunch of products for that. Don't forget about the kids. You know, there's gym sets out there with the sliding boards and the swings and all that stuff. All this is in Backyard Billy's backyard. You can see it all right from Route 50, but it's worth your while to stop by the showroom and check it out. Indeed, indeed, indeed. Don't forget, pellet, gas, electric, wood inserts, freestanding wood and pellet stoves, right there at Backyard Billy's and Hearth America, all in the same location. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is on Kent Island, kind of, but they're more towards Graysonville. Right there, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, right off Route 50. You take the right off the exit if you're coming eastbound. Stay right. It takes you right on to Drummer, and you're right there at Backyard Billy's. So, Backyard Billy's makes your backyard great again. Now, Clyde Sports Shop, I was in there last Saturday, as I promised. I told you I was going to go, and I did buy a Pfluger President fishing reel, as I said I was going to do. It's my third one, and I like them. I like them a lot. 10-ball bearings, really nice reel. Good price, moderate price for a spinning reel, and very reasonable. I mean, it's not, you know, it's very reasonable price on a spinning reel, that's for sure. I did have a line put on the reel, so I saved money on fishing line. I saved money on the reel, and I was very happy. But you know what? Clyde Sports Shop is ready to rock. They're ready to go fishing, ready to go crabbing. They got the live and frozen bait. They've got crab bait. They got the crab traps. They've got the rods and reels, and anything you need. They specialize in things like Shakespeare and the Ugly Stick and Pfluger rods and reels. Don't forget to check out those St. Croix rods, too. They're very nice, very nice. And they have all the other brands, too. They will fill your reel with fresh monofilament or even braid, if you like that. And then they have all the terminal tackle. Trout season is today. So they got all the trout baits. They got all the perch baits. They got frogs for snakeheads. They got the black salties for snakeheads and big fish, striped bass. At the freshwater impoundments out there. Piney Run Park and Liberty Reservoir. So why not stop by? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227. You'll be glad you did. The website is ClydeSportShop.com. ClydeSportShop.com. Phone number 410-242-6108. 242-6108. Open 7 days a week. Yes, they are. Why not stop by? It's time to go fishing. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first-name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction.
I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me, and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
There you go, weapons of mass destruction, that's for sure. All right, so just to review, Joni Ernst, who is on the Doge Committee, says that the Recreational Boating and Fishing or nonprofit organization, you know, hey, too high corporate salaries. Well, $318,000 for the head honcho, I don't know. So, I asked Maryland DNR if they utilize RBFF. So here was the answer. RBFF has a number of resources we utilize periodically. RBFF has a library of images and videos at our disposal for fishing and boating. R3-related messages. We've used it in everything from youth fishing newsletters, social media posts, embedded on our website, mailings, etc. RBFF has funded direct mailings, buy fish and license and boat registration reminders, ad campaigns, the trailers utilized at fishing rodeos, fishing exhibition at parks events, tournaments, etc. Some are ongoing. A new campaign RBFF is preparing to run this year called Second Catch. We applied for and were awarded a small grant to participate. This campaign encourages females to get back into fishing. And yes, the department has in the past been involved in the Take Me Fishing and Vamos a Pescar through RBFF. And then, you know, need to do more review to find out programs for this year and so forth. And then so my immediate follow-up question was, any way to quantify success, you know? So let's back up to the first part. Recreation Boating and Fishing Foundation helps states all across the country, including Maryland, to promote fishing and pay for various fishing programs. So that does not come out of our license money. In a roundabout way, it does through the Sport Fish Restoration Fund. In a way, it does. It comes out of our taxes as taxpayers. So it's difficult here. The question was, any way to quantify success? It's difficult to quantify for a few reasons. First, we here in Fishing and Boating Services do not have a staff dedicated to carrying out our R3 plan and the work required to measure the effectiveness of each item. We can see the number of clicks on an ad, for example, or the number of views, that sort of thing, but we don't know how many of those clicks turn into a license purchase. That's a small example. RBFF, that's Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation, has some metrics, and I've read where other states that have an R3. R3 stands for recruitment, retention, and reactivation. I can't remember what all three. Coordinator or team, usually bigger states like Texas or Florida, have shown sales increases or at least stop a decline in sales when implementing various marketing techniques RBFF has been part of or assisted in the development of. RBFF has a lot of resources on their website that I think shows numbers, and you may have already seen some of that material. I didn't have a lot of time to research the website. I did look at it. But so then I went to the big box, and I put in the search engine the big box name and RBFF, and immediately it popped up, Take Me Fishing, member for 11 years and 8 months. Our mission, established in 1988, the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation is a nonprofit organization dedicated to increasing participation in recreational boating and fishing, thus increasing awareness and funds dedicated to the conservation of American waterways. Now, there's the key right there. Conservation. Conservation. So, having read all this and said all this, what are your thoughts? 410-WCBM-680, 410-WCBM-680. Is this program worth going on the chopping block to the tune of, you know, $164 million over the last so many years, decade, I guess? Or is $160 million chump change, like some would suggest, in the bigger scheme of things with the federal government. The fact that it comes from Sport Fish Restoration Fund means that it's coming out of money that was paid in the long run, paid by us when we buy fishing tackle and boat fuel. Okay? Remember, it's all tied into the American model of conservation, and it is a magnificent thing. We wouldn't have the fishing that we have. We wouldn't have the hunting that we have if we didn't have Sport Fish Restoration Fund, tied to license sales, among other things. If we didn't have the Wildlife Restoration Fund, tied to license sales, among other things, and based on the number of participants. So the thing is, let's get more people involved. That way we can have more programs. That way we can have a better funded resources for conservation management, sustainability programs, buying land, and things like that, so that people can participate in the outdoors. Thoughts? Comments? 410-922-6680. I'll wait. Okay. Not an interesting enough subject, apparently, Aaron. What do you think?
I guess not. Are everyone sleeping in today?
Everybody's sleeping in today. All right. Well, I guess we'll teach people how to tie a Palomar knot while we're here. Let's see. Well, first what you do is you take your line and you create a loop. And you can create a loop two ways. You can make the loop by bending the line over itself and running that through the eye of the hook. Or you can put the line through the hook and then come back out, which also creates a loop. And then what you do is you tie, you hold the standing line and the tag line in your hand and the loop in your other hand, and you tie an overhand knot. And when you tie the overhand knot, you put the hook through the loop in the overhand knot, and you pull it slowly, pull it tight. And now you have an overhand knot going around your hook, and you're pulling it tight, and that's a Palomar knot. Now, if you want to learn to tie the Berkeley knot, we can teach you how to do that, too. You take your line and you run it through the eye of the hook, and then you run it through again, and you take the tag line, you take the and hold the eye of the hook and the two loops in your fingers, and you let's see. Great comment, John B. Appreciate it. Do I need to repeat how to tie a Palomar knot? Oh my gosh. Chris in West Virginia, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
How you doing, Chris?
Doing great. And yourself, I hope, are well?
I'm doing all right.
Yes, you know where the word politician is derived from?
Tell me.
It's Greek. It's a two-part word. Poly, meaning many, and tition from tick, which is a blood-sucking insect. So.
Very good. Very good. I'll remember that.
Very, very yes. Interesting there, buddy.
What, the whole process, the way it worked? Yeah, I know.
Yes,
yeah,
your
so
whole...
So the question is... The whole, is it, I guess the question is, should the program be cut? Cut out of taxpayers' dollars? Or do the benefits outweigh the millions that are granted to this organization? I mean, it's a nationwide organization. They're big, and they've got big production companies. They put videos out. If you go to takemefishing.org, which, you know, has been a great program to increase fishing participation, there's nothing else nationwide. You know, it's got a bunch of people that are funded by manufacturers and other folks that don't have time to do that type of thing themselves. You know what I mean? So I mean, no. If you're a fisherman,
I'm sure you've heard about the Congress, you know, funding research into what was the one.
Shrimp
or male quail more sexually active when they're on cocaine, you know,
yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars on that.
Yeah,
and
yep, shrimp on a treadmill. Know. I get it. Yeah.
All the
crazy programs.
I was
programs around.
Rand Paul one night, and he went through a whole list of these things, and it's just, you just can't, you can't fathom the absolute waste in the government.
That's true.
It's frustrating.
The question is, you know? As many people, you know, we have 150,000 fishermen here in Maryland, okay? Some people have commented on this. They said, if I want to take my kid fishing, I'll take my kid fishing on my own. I don't need the government involved. Well, this is not the government. This is an NGO, a nonprofit, that has the resources in place to create marketing to help take people fishing that's utilized by state agencies all across the country. So the question I have is, if I'm a manufacturer, if I make rods and reels, and my main goal is to sell rods and reels, and RBF knocks on my door and says, look, we have all these resources to help get people to go fishing, you say, well, look, I'll contribute to your fund, okay, what's in it for me? And they say, well, you know, you're our sponsor. Your whatever rod and reel is going to be, you know, our sponsor, and we'll list it on our sponsor page or whatever that might be. And when people take our program and they see your name associated with fishing, you know, if they get into fishing, what are the odds that they're going to buy your product? And you say, fair enough.
Yeah, sure.
Fair enough. Okay. But should taxpayers be funding it or not? Now, we are, as I said, indirectly through the Sport Fish Restoration Fund, we are funding it through the excise tax that we pay, you know, the American model of conservation funding. So, see, I kind of like what RBFF does because that means me as a manufacturer, I don't have to do it. I don't have to develop a social media program to get people to go fishing. I develop my social media to get people to buy my stuff. Okay? It's a given that they're going to go. And the more people that go, the more people that see my brand, the happier I am to encourage people to go fishing. But I don't have the resources to form all these videos and do all these take people boating and video, you know, that type of thing. Nor do I have the contacts with the states like this program does.
Well, I'll put it to you. I'll give you this to know on. So taxpayers fund the salaries of the politicians who get out there and say, oh, we're doing all these great things for you.
Uh-huh.
And we're fighting for you. While they're taking junkets to different countries and such as this.
Yeah,
so.
I got it. Yep. I got you.
Hey, I did want to say one thing. I was thinking about this morning when you were doing your commercial for Clyde's, and I was thinking, man, how great. With the big box store you used to work at being very close to the Halethorpe, Lansdowne area, that Clyde's is still in business.
Yep, that's true.
You know,
I agree.
I remember as a kid, a lot. There was several sporting goods stores around that just dried up and went away.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I know one store in Laurel that did the smart thing. The guy had expertise in a certain way of fishing, and he said, "You know what? I'm going to close my store and go to work for him. Make more money on salary than I have to, you know." Buying and selling products.
And not have the headaches of trying to...
Not have the headaches. Just go to work.
Manage a business.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Work for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I want to shout out to my good buddy, Teddy. God bless him. And
hey, Teddy, how are you?
Everybody listening?
Yeah. By the way, I was given a gift card for the big box, and I did buy some tackle there the other day. But I did... And they helped out with my son-in-law's... Mm-hmm. Birthday present a couple days ago. I bought a couple. No, that was Clyde's. I bought.
Yeah.
No, the other. Anyway, doesn't matter. I was shopping Clyde's. I was shopping the big box. But I only shopped the big box because I had a gift card, right? So I wanted to buy...
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to buy something. I wanted to buy a fishing reel at the big box. Here's how it went. Big counter, all the fishing reels. I looked, started looking around, walking around, something in my budget, something in my budget. How many ball bearings, how much line, this and that and the other. So I looked at a Daiwa fishing reel I had in my hand. I thought, all right, this will burn up the rest of the gift card, and I might have to kick in $20 or something. I'm okay with that. Young man behind the counter. I see him walking past me. Young man, could you grab one of these reels for me out of the stockpile there behind the counter? Oh, I got to wait in this guy over here. Okay, well, maybe he was here first, maybe he wasn't, but, you know, I'm sorry to impede on you for 30 seconds of your time. So he walked over to the guy. They talked a minute. He walked away from the guy. The guy's cruising up and down the aisles. The young man, he's over there reading every fishing rod that he comes in touch with to find the one that the guy wanted. Okay, and he wings by me again. Now, this is 10 minutes later. I'm standing there holding this fishing rod. 10 minutes later, he wings by me again. Hey, buddy, could you take a... I got to wait in this guy. What did Alan do? Alan put the fishing reel back and walked away. Customer service is everything, buddy. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, so it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. I was in a liquor store one time, and I bought a six-pack of beer. And
okay.
The guy waiting on me was just rude as he could be.
Yeah, of course.
They rung me up, and I said, thank you, and he just walked away, and I said, yeah, come here a second. He comes over and said, I want my money back. He said, why? And I said, because you're rude, and I'm not going to support your business if you're going to treat me like crap, and his manager was there.
Right.
So he gave me my money back. I walked out. The guy right there fired him right on the spot.
Wow. Well, that happens.
Yeah.
That happens. You can't cost your company money if they're paying you, so...
Yeah.
All right, Chris. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate weighing in.
Take care, buddy.
All right. See you. Let's talk to Chuck in Glen Burnie. Thanks for holding, Chuck. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing okay today, and I'm glad to hear that Robin's doing better.
Good.
Speaking of Clyde's, one of these days I'm going to call in and give you a testimonial I have about how great they treated me over the years, but that's not the topic today. Anyway... let's back up to a couple weeks ago. I knew that this talk of federal dollars and how it was going to affect the outdoor world eventually would lead to this program. A couple weeks ago, you had some people that were talking about the avian bird flu.
Right.
We talked about the rockfish. We
right.
talked about the Fish and Wildlife Service with their research with the migratory
yep.
birds.
Yep.
There's federal dollars there,
yep.
personnel and equipment. And
yep.
I knew that sometime sooner or later, we'd get to the topic about how it would affect those cuts, what kind of effect those cuts would have on the outdoor industry.
Right, right, right.
And now you touched on it this morning.
Yeah.
I'm of the opinion that if we are going to come through with a chainsaw and start hacking away at things, there's going to be stuff that we're not going to be happy about. If my tax money is going to any particular interest group, regardless of whether it's the fishing industry or the horse industry, kind of bothers me, okay? Uh-huh. So if it's money that I'm putting back into the system when I buy a license,
right.
when I buy tackle,
right.
you know, that's one thing. But taking money from me to help you in your particular interest, I'm a little uncomfortable with that.
Well, I like that word.
And I also want to say something real quick, if I can. The reference you made to Blaze Starr a couple weeks ago was classic. Absolutely classic.
Yeah. I met her once, you know. Do you know what
you
she
did,
was?
Really?
I did, yeah. Yeah, not in a professional setting. She got into selling jewelry. She had her own line of jewelry, and she was selling it at the old mall that was in Carroll County in Eldersburg. It was torn down to make way for that new place where the Walmart and the pet store and all that stuff is out there. But she had a booth in there, and she was selling. She was walking through there one day. I said, "Your Blaze Star?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Well, it's a pleasure to meet you." You know, I don't care.
I'm really having a hard time hearing you this morning.
I'm sorry. I said I met her at her at the mall, the former mall that was torn down in Eldersburg, that made room for the new Walmart and all that stuff out there right on 26. She had a jewelry business that she made her own jewelry, and I met her at her jewelry counter.
Yeah. Oh, West Virginia girl, I think, wasn't she?
I can't remember. I honestly.
Yeah, I think she was from West Virginia, but I remember the 2 o'clock club. you know, I play softball, senior softball here in the Beltway League. And after you said that, that following week, we went to practice, and I'd mentioned to a couple of the old guys, I said, "Let me throw a name out there for you fellas, see if you remember." And I hit them with that Blaze Star, and they all lit up. They all knew who I was talking about. You could tell it just brought back memories.
That's
Blaze Star. Well, that was classic, Alan.
All right, buddy.
That was classic.
You got to go.
But anyway, back to the subject at hand. Yeah. How much of an effect? Let's be clear here. There's a lot of federal dollars and a lot of personnel, equipment, and time, along with land that we have here in the state of Maryland, particularly Anne Arundel County. When you talk in terms of the Department of Agriculture, you talk about Fort Meade and Patuxent and the Smithsonian with these special hunts. Are these cuts going to be so bad at these particular places that even the hunts that they put on might have to be curtailed?
We don't know yet,
do we? The research on the rockfish. The research on the migratory birds.
Well, no, sit. No,
I mean, where does it stop?
See, you're getting into the crossover point now. When you're talking about programs, conservation programs, then you're getting into sport fish restoration. Then you're getting into wildlife restoration funds. That, as I mentioned, very very smart term that somebody came up with: user pays, public benefits. Okay, so
yes.
We voluntarily pay that when we buy a fishing reel, when we buy a fishing rod, when we buy archery tackle, when we buy guns and ammunition, when we buy motorboat fuel. The fishing goes to the Sport Fish Restoration Fund. The hunting goes to the Wildlife Restoration Fund. If anybody wants more information on this, this is all on the website, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And you can go, if you just put your search engine, American Model of Conservation Funding, you'll see it's a 100-year-old program started by Teddy Roosevelt. And with that, I'm going to have to let you go because I got to get these commercials in, if you're okay with that. And we can talk later. Okay? Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, how about that? Conversation led right up to, and commercials led right up to the closing music, which is fine. So it's time, if you're going today, it's going to be a beautiful day out there, going fishing. Get out, stay safe. Listen, remember your family's back home. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll see you after the news.